Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Mock Draft 2.0. Did Mock Draft 1.0 out back over 12 days ago, and now Mock Draft 2.0, we're getting closer and closer, tightening the screws on what the 49ers are going to do in the NFL draft. And the mock drafts are something that the 49ers organization and all the NFL organizations do. Fans, of course, we love to do mock drafts because it gives us a, you know, kind of an exciting look at what could be available at each position, keeping it as realistic as possible about what the 49ers would do or positions they would like to go to is the most difficult part. Of course, last time I went ahead and made some moves that maybe were a little bit eyebrow raising for some, but they are me reading the tea leaves about what I believe the 49ers could do. Now we know 49ers have a lot of question marks at certain positions. Now, do those position question marks, are they the same within the organization that they are from the fan base? I think that's something interesting. Fans really believe 49ers need to address offensive line and need to address offensive line early and often. But when you look at what the organization has done, I'm not sure that it signals that. Now, I do think offensive line could be something the 49ers address because it makes sense for the future of the organization to address the offensive tackle position. Trent Williams is getting older. You have a situation where Mike McGlinchey's gone, and now you've got Colton McKivitz going into his second year. So the 49ers could upgrade at several positions. Aaron Banks is going into the last year of his contract, and a lot of people want a improvement from Jake Brendel. So this is going to be an interesting draft. There are some players that are going to be available at key spots for the San Francisco 49ers, but like always, there's going to be the allure of the organization going for a big-time pick in the first round at pick 31. Defensive line, defensive edge rush could be available, cornerback, wide receiver even, wide receiver picking up a lot of steam lately. So this is going to be a fun one, going to go through it, talk it all out. I can subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already, really appreciate it. 49ers Cutback on Believe. Please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, the game starts here. So let's get into this mock draft, and we're going to talk it out as we go through using the pro sports football mock draft simulator. This is going to be a fun one. Used this one last time, but things have changed. Some of the ratings have changed. So Pro Sports Network is the one I'm using. So we're going to go through this, of course, just like always, it'll show who, and we'll talk it out. So it's going to get this thing started with the first several picks. We see a lot of the mainstays, the quarterbacks and such going off. Rome Odunze goes, Joe Alt, the first tackle, goes at 7. Now we Talese Fuaga goes, the Oregon State offensive tackle at 9, which means here we are at pick 12, and we've had two of the top 5 offensive tackles go off the board We know those would be targets for the 49ers if they fell. J.C. Latham, and now you get Fashanu and Fatanu that go all in a row. So Latham to the Chargers, Fashanu to the Raiders, and then Fatanu, they all go. So as you can see over here, players available. Offensive tackles have fell besides Amarius Mims, who has a lot of injury concerns. So this is the fear for the 49ers, which offensive lineman would be available at the end of the first round. And it's looking like right now, not a lot. Now, we do have two very good defensive ends still available in Latu and Verse, but we got a long ways to go to get there. And Brock Bauer still hanging out, which you watched my video about tight ends. I believe that, you know, that's not too surprising, even though someone might pull the trigger in the top 10. Brock Bowers goes, then Latu, now Verse, now Quinyon Mitchell, Chop Robinson. We get to 20, and the sixth offensive tackles come off the board in Amarius Mims. And you see how the board is playing out. You've got Brian Thomas, the wide receiver from LSU. You got Johnny Newton, Byron Murphy, defensive tackle from Texas. Cornerback Nate Wiggins, I have a second-round grade on him. Here's Cooper DeJuan, who I took last time in my mock draft. We don't know if he'll be available. Graham Barton, great. Can play five positions, but probably makes the most sense on the inside. Jackson Powers Johnson, the very talented offensive center. You can see there's still talented guys that are available, but let's see. We got some picks left to go. Miami trades out. There goes Cooper DeJuan. So we will not get DeJuan. You see now that he's went through his pro day, his value has went up and he's gone. Michael Penix Jr., Byron Murphy goes to Dallas. Great pick for them. 25, Johnny Newton goes. So both defensive tackles are gone. 49ers will not be going defensive tackle in this mock draft in the first pick. And now Kool-Aid McKinstry goes there. Jackson Powers Johnson off the board. Wiggins goes. We're one pick away here. And Baltimore goes Jordan Morgan. So that's interesting. You see the trades pop up here. And what we have is we have pick 31, of course, on the board. Cincinnati was willing to go 49 and a second-round pick. Not really interested in dropping that far. 54 and 156, no. 56 and 87 is enticing, but dropping that far, I don't think I really like those a whole lot. So let's look at the board and see what's available. Right off the bat, you got Graham Barton. And if you're looking offensive line, the guy that could eventually start at center and potentially start year one at guard. So that's a potential player right there. I love Graham Barton. I love the athleticism. But he is moving from tackle to inside, which scares a lot of people, even though we know the 49ers, that's how they normally draft. Tyler Guyton, I'm not a huge fan of Guyton, especially in this position. I think there's a lot of development that has to happen. I don't think if you could carry this guy, I don't think he's better than some of the other guys you have on your roster right now. I think there's so much development that needs to happen with him. You also have A.D. Mitchell here, Adonai Mitchell. Now, Adonai Mitchell is fun because I got a guy here that I think this is a perfect spot for him. So purely athletic, 6'2", runs a 4.3 40, over 200 pounds. Can run every route that you're looking for, can create separation, like him a lot. Xavier Worthy, not a fan of taking him at this spot. I think the speed is there, the athleticism there, but at 5'11", 165 pounds, I don't see the guy that creates separation at the same level as some of the other guys who run 4.2 and 4.3, like Tyreek, like Jalen Waddle. So to me, this one wouldn't be a pick here. Kingsley, so Matia, I think that he's a solid player. Once again, another developmental. If you're going offensive tackle, Kingsley would make more sense to me than Tyler Guyton. I think he's further along. But still, here's Zach Frazier. I like him in the second round. I don't like him in round one. So the question mark is, do we go for Barton, the potential guy who can play five positions? Will he help your team this year? That's the question. You have Feliciano, you have Banks. I don't think he starts over either one of them in year one just because of how much he's going to have to learn the system. He would be an upgrade for depth. He's better than Spencer Burford. He's better than some of the depth pieces. He could also help at offensive tackle behind Colt McKivitz. So you got that going for you. Or do you get the playmaker in Adonai Mitchell and just get someone explosive that you can start putting into your offense and developing as wide receiver four? And then next year he takes over in one of those key spots, even if it's just in place of Juwan Jennings, you could get a solid X receiver in Adonai Mitchell. This one's tough. Very interesting between the two. I'm torn between Barton and Mitchell, and I'm going to take an aggressive approach. I'm going to look at this as a guy that can help the team this year and in the future, and I'm going to go wide receiver, and I'm going to draft Adonai Mitchell, and a lot of people probably won't like this, but I think this is a real possibility for the 49ers because this is a big-time talent who's got all the size, speed, and ability you need that can help the team in 2024 while you're in your window. I think there are offensive linemen you could get in the second round that are poor men's versions of Graham Barton. And, you know, maybe you go with that. I think the 49ers like their offensive line. It's tough to pass on Barton, but I'm going to do it here. I'm going to take Adonai Mitchell. I can't tell you I would do the exact same thing in another one, but I'm going to do it here. So Adonai Mitchell, the pick at 31 for the San Francisco 49ers. So Guyton goes next with a trade up. And we can see Barton is still on the board here. Very interesting. There he goes. He finally goes. Kingsley goes as well. And so we're moving along here in the draft. Let's see what we got available. As we get to pick 46, Darius Robinson, defensive end, is still there. Zach Frazier still available as well. So Frazier being available in round two, not so bad. I don't know if he will be available later. So do we want to try to trade up and get to Zach Frazier? Well, let's see if we can get to pick 50. And if he's there at pick 50, we'll start thinking about potentially coming up. And so here we are at pick 51. And as we can see, Zach Frazier is still available. We have good defensive tackle available here, a good edge rusher with Chris Braswell. Those guys are very good. But do we want to address offensive line this early in the draft? Let's see what would be available later. As far as offensive line after that, we're pretty much looking third round. We got Roger Rosengarten. We could go. Potentially, we could trade up in the third round if we wanted to. So Rosengarten, Amagaji, I'm not as huge a fan on him as some. So I don't really like him there. I do like Dominic Puni. I think he could play center. He's a transitional guy. He's a poor man's Graham Barton. You see Mike Sainmer still here, the cornerback as well. Those are targets that we want to get to. So we have to decide, do we want Roger Rosengarten? We could probably take him at 63. Or do we want to come up and get the offensive center in Zach Frazier? I think that's the real decision. So let's go ahead and see what it would take to go up to pick 51 with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's just throw something out there. So we know it will trade pick 63. Let's trade pick 135. And I don't know if it's going to get it done. We'll just propose it and we'll see if they're willing to take it to get the extra pick. And they have rejected it, so we're going to move on. And Zach Frazier goes. So they took Frazier. So Frazier's off the board. So now we can decide what we want to do at 63. Didn't get the center that we particularly wanted there. And now we have to make a decision. So here we are. We're getting offered a lot of trade capital here from Minnesota. 108, 129, and 120. That's too much. I don't want to drop that far back. And then Cincinnati not really offering anything that I'm looking to get. So you got Rook Rohoro available there from Clemson. Great talent there. Cameron Kitchens, one of the better safeties. That's for sure. You got big Ben Sinnott, the tight end. I don't think I want to go Sinnott this high. Malachi Corley, I already went wide receiver with Adonai Mitchell. Peyton Wilson, really good linebacker. Don't know if I want to go linebacker this high. So it's one of those things where, looking at the board, Javon Bullard. I like Javon Bullard a lot. Jatavion Sanders, tight end. Here's Roger Rosengarten. Might be a little rich to go for him here at 63, but we need to make sure we address offensive line at some point. Could we just wait and go with my guy Dominic Puni, who I think would be very, very good at pick 94? Potentially. So let's look and see who we got here. I know we would love to address nickel corner as well. We might not be able to get the offensive lineman we want. Rook is a very good option here at defensive tackle. There's a lot of ability there. I mean, it might be too much to pass up. Looking at this, I mean, you got a good center here. but I'm not sure I want to go there. You got Mahogany, the inside guy. You know, the 49ers met with Roger Rosengarten. I like Rosengarten. I think he's a developmental player. He's got to get a lot better in his run blocking. Or Puni, I think, is a very solid prospect. And I know a lot of people don't really know him, but at 6'5", 303, he moves. You watch him at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. Now, he is a guy that is moving inside. He's not going to be an offensive tackle, but he could be a center. So if you're not hip on him, he's somebody to definitely check out. And I think him getting him later is a solid.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good move for the 49ers. So let's take a look at who the most talented guys are. I think Rook, for sure. Cam Kitchens, this might be a little high for a safety, even though the 49ers do have to address safety. Same with Peyton Wilson, a great linebacker. This might be a little too much value for a linebacker. Cole Bishop, I like a lot. I mean, there's some really good players here that we could go with. Javon Bullard, he could be a guy that says safety but could move in and play nickel right away. So that's an interesting one, even though I really like nickels later. I like Renardo Green. I like Mike Sainer still. I think he's a really good one. Oh, there's Andrew Phillips all the way down here. I mean, there's a lot of talented guys. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably address, I think I'm just going to go with a player that I feel really comfortable with in this position, a guy that will make a lot of sense for this football team. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Rook Orohoro, defensive tackle, and start building something the 49ers like to do. So we got a receiver early. Now we get a defensive tackle. Now we're going to watch the board and see what is available. We might still be able to get our offensive tackle at pick 94, then maybe jump up and do something else. We'll see. Tavion Sanders comes off the board, a good tight end. Ricky Pearsall, Cole Bishop, like him a lot. So now we're starting to get to that point where Rosengarten could go. We'll see. Do we take the chance? Sainer still goes, so that's tough. Sainer still goes. Rosengarten's here. Do we want to jump up a few spots and get him, or do we just take the chance? Rosengarten went with a trade up, so we did lose Roger Rosengarten, but that's okay. Moving back three spots, moving back one spot. Not going to worry about those trades. So looking at the board right now, I pick 94. Rosengarten's gone. We got our defensive tackle already. Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State, just came in for a 30 visit with the 49ers. I like him at wide receiver, but we addressed wide receiver already. Dominic Puni, I really like this location. Now, here's the thing. There's a couple of guys I really like in the next few picks. Andrew Phillips or Kalen King, I would love to walk away with, especially Andrew Phillips at this point in the draft. So if I draft Dominic Puni, I might want to move up and try to get Andrew Phillips before he gets taken. So Puni, a go ahead and our center of the future behind Jake Brendel, a guy that can play all five positions out of Kansas, and then potentially move up and make some plays for Andrew Phillips. So Emigeji goes, Johnny Wilson goes. All right, now we're at 100. Renardo Green comes off the board with the trade. The Raiders just traded, so let's see if I can work out a trade with the Raiders to come up and get a guy that I really, really want to get in Andrew Phillips. So let's go ahead and just try to trade 124. Let's offer 176 to get to 101. And it's been rejected. So we're going to let them pick. They get Spencer Rattler. I don't know if we want to work with the Seahawks. They go Cam Hart, another cornerback. Starting to get a little nervous because the Patriots, I don't want to lose our guy, Andrew Phillips. We're too far away at 124. Don't want to miss out on getting a guy that I really like. And so let's go ahead and sweeten the pot. Move up to 123. We're going to offer also a next year seventh round pick to go with 176. Go up to 103. Not having it. Mason Smith goes. Tanner Bartolini goes. So, I mean, this is becoming a real issue to be able to move up and potentially get Andrew Phillips without having to give up probably one of our fourth round picks. Right now, just not enough juice. Willing to give up another pick this year. Maybe if we give up this year's seventh round pick, they would be interested in letting us come up to 105. Three picks for 105, rejected. No one wants to, and there Andrew Phillips went. That one really hurt. Kalen King goes. So as far as missing out on corner right now, we've missed out on corner in this draft. It hasn't worked out. Tried to trade up. Nothing worked. So now we're going to sit back and see what happens at 124. It was worth it. It was worth the shot. Didn't work. There's a couple late round guys that we could potentially go for. Be an option here to drop back seven picks and swap picks to go up to 173. I am interested in doing that. I do want to see who's on the board, though. So we got Mekhi Wingo. We have a defensive tackle already. Brandon Coleman from TCU is an offensive lineman. We got Theo Johnson. I do like Theo Johnson. I think he'd be very solid at tight end. We have Jerrion Jones from Florida State as a cornerback. Let's just look at the cornerbacks real quick. The position we want to address, Jerrion Jones, Chow Smith Wade. I do like Chow Smith Wade. So we could get him with one of our next three picks, and I'd feel pretty comfortable with him in one of those next three picks. Linebacker, there's some good guys, some guys you can get late. Safety is another position the 49ers probably want to address. Tyke Smith, another guy to potentially get in the next few picks. Oladapo here could be a guy that you move to linebacker potentially. So some guys available here in the next few picks. Edge-wise, we haven't went edge. Jonah Ellis, I really like. That might be a guy to go with. I know a lot of people really love Javon Solomon as well. So there's potentially players to go with. We talked about tight end a little bit. Theo Johnson, Jared Wiley, both those guys walk away with one of them in the next two picks. Could be something we do. So let's go back and look at the trade offer. That's going to let us go from 251, which will be the last pick, to 173 to drop back seven spots. Let's do it. Hope Jared Wiley went off the board. Hope we don't lose both guys. Did not lose both guys. Now we're going to pick back-to-back. We're going to go ahead and start getting our guys. First off, Theo Johnson. We're going to draft Theo Johnson right here. We're not messing around. We're getting our tight end. Now we pick again. We have Jerrion Jones, who I like. I like Chow Smith-Wade a little bit more. And I am a Florida State guy, so passing up on Jerrion Jones is not my favorite thing. But I like Chow Smith-Wade. I think we're going to go with Chow Smith-Wade here, get him, and then we're going to see what is available for the next pick. And hopefully going to go edge rush here. And I love Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky, but I don't want to go running back. Bo Limmer, I went with an interior offensive lineman already. Jaheim Bell, we already got our tight end. So there's some guys. I like Zach Zinter, but I went offensive line earlier. Ooh, Tyke Smith. So this is the problem. You got Jonah Ellis. And you got Tyke Smith, who are both very good. Jonah Ellis has got a supreme spin move. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to go with Jonah Ellis, and I'm going to see what I can do to sneak back up and potentially get Tyke Smith if he starts hanging around a little bit. So there goes Jerrion Jones. And so here we are. We can look. I know we got some picks coming up. We just moved up. We dropped seven spots earlier. You see, we pick 173 and 176. But let's see if we can jump up now and potentially get Tyke Smith. Let me make sure there's none of the other guys that I really like. Tyke Smith I like a lot. I like Evan Williams as well. Here's Sione Vaki we could wait on later as well. But I think Tyke Smith gives the 49ers a lot of flexibility. So I'm going to go ahead and propose coming up here with the Raiders and potentially getting ourselves a good spot. Maybe we could pick trade 176, which was our normal pick, and 215 to come up to 142. Let's see what happens. They might not take it. They don't. But we're just going to wait. And I'm not willing to give up too much. I do want to get our guy, but let's see how far he can fall. Maybe we could get some more value here as soon as we get a little bit closer to our pick. Evan Williams just went ahead of Tyke Smith. So that's a little surprising, but hey, it's the eye of the beholder. So let's find Washington, see what they're willing to do. And I'm willing to give up 173 and 211 to go up to 152 to get my guy, Tyke Smith. They're not willing to take it. So right now, no one has been willing to work with the 49ers as far as trades. Maybe I'm not offering enough, but we're getting closer and closer to hopefully being able to make a move. We're at 160 now. We're picking 13 picks away. So let's see if Buffalo would work with us. We'll give up 173. We'll give up 215 to go up to 160. Not going to happen. So just no one wants to trade at all. And maybe we'll get lucky and he'll just make it all the way to 173. So far, we're at 167. There he goes at 169. So we did not get Tyke Smith. So far, we have not had our luck getting our guys that we want to get. Now, I do like Trey Taylor here as well. So let's look at the big board and see what's available. We see two safeties on top, Jalen Charles. And Kenny Logan are both available. So here we got Xavier Thomas, who I like, but he's got some off-the-field issues, so I'm going to stay away from that. Christian Jones, here's interesting, a lot of value at offensive tackle. That might be a very good pick at this position. Go ahead and get somebody that could step in who's very much worth this pick. I kind of like that pick. I like Christian Jones out of Texas. 6'5", 305 pounds. At this point in the draft is tremendous value. Guy that started a lot of football games. Get an offensive tackle there that can come and compete. Christian Jones is the pick at 173, which we traded back earlier with the Chiefs to be able to get. So, solid pick there. Now we're getting offered. Don't want that. We're going to go ahead and reject it. Basically a flop of this year's seventh for a next year's seventh. Didn't want to do that. So we still have to get our safety position. We know the 49ers have been huge fans of Sione Vaki. According to his agent, they've met with him 9 times through various different ways. That shows tremendous amount of interest. We do know there's some other guys in this draft as well at safety that are pretty good. I have become a huge fan of a couple of these guys, including Trey Taylor out of Air Force, who's available here at 176. We have Muhammad Kamara, even though we took a edge rusher earlier. So when looking at the board and the best players available, I'm not a huge fan of most of the guys who are here. We've addressed offensive line. We addressed tight end. We could be looking for a cornerback or a safety. Trey Taylor, 6 foot, 213 pounds. I just love the way he looks on film. I think I'm going to do it. Even though they met with Sione Vaki a bunch of times, I'm going to go with Trey Taylor and take him, the safety. He's not exactly what I wanted from Tyke Smith, but I like Trey Taylor. I think he could fit in nice, would be a good special teams player. Trey Taylor, Air Force, 176. So now the 49ers won't be on the board again for a little while. So we're going to watch a lot of good players go off the board as we continue to see what is going to happen with this board. Callan Castles used to be out of my backyard in UC Davis. He's gone, finished up his career at Tennessee. And so you see talented players that are going off. Hunter Nerzad from Penn State, a solid player. So we're getting closer and closer. 49ers, we're going to finish it off with two picks here. We traded away 251 earlier. We have 211 and we have 215. And then we're going to conclude this draft. So 49ers, you know, definitely have had a pretty good draft. Got an explosive player in the first round, explosive defensive tackle in the second, a do-it-all offensive lineman later on. So 211, we got Tip Raymond. Good tight end choice here. If we want to double up on tight end, I'm not sure. Now, here's where we might double up. Okay, and a lot of people had question marks in my first mock draft, so let me be really clear. Sione Vaki is a guy that we don't know what he's going to play in the NFL. He's listed here as a safety for Utah, but he played so much in the box, and the way that the 49ers address these guys is they will play undersized guys. They'll have them put on a little bit of weight and play linebacker. Safety transition to linebacker has been pretty prevalent. Sione Vaki can't do that. Now, here's the interesting thing with Sione Vaki. He also played running back at Utah. So if you see a career for him on the offensive side of the ball, if you see him as a running back, could also be a fullback type. Could he be a guy that bridges the gap and is your fourth running back slash...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fullback who does some of those things. He's got that ability as well. So he's an interesting weapon. Wouldn't mind taking a guy that has that kind of ability here in the draft. Now, there are some guys that I like that are probably not on a lot of people's radar. Austin Reed, quarterback, Western Kentucky. I like him. I've watched a lot of film on him, and I'm a fan. There are also some guys that are late in this draft that I'm a huge fan of that probably aren't going to be on very many people's radar. A couple of them are cornerbacks. Miller Bradford, I've talked about him on my last one. I took him there. I know he's listed as a safety, but I think he'll be a nickel corner at the next level. And he did a really good job. When he was targeted in college, he only gave up 50%, just over 50% completion percentage. He just wasn't thrown on very much. He's very good in the run game. I think he's very solid. Jordan McGee here, the linebacker. Very good player. There's some good linebackers available. And these guys are guys you just want to get, guys who have a lot of ability, like with Kalen DeLoach, very fast, can run. There's some guys to take chances on. I want to look for one cornerback. There's a cornerback that I really, really like, and I think he's flying under the radar. I'm going to talk about him a lot when I do my sleepers episode, where we find players that are under the radar that no one's really talking about that could make the undrafted free agents or late round picks that could make sense for their football team. And I don't even see him on here right now. It's crazy how some of these rankings work. You find guys that are probably going to play well beyond their rankings. So I don't see him on here. Maybe he was drafted already, potentially. And if that's the case, well, that's okay too. We did address cornerback earlier, so we don't have to go cornerback again. Just looking to see if there was a guy. No, here he is right here. I went right past him. Micah Abraham, cornerback out of Marshall. I think he could be a solid nickel corner, 5'9", 185 pounds. He's not a guy that's going to impress a lot with his stats as far as size, speed, everything like that, but he's a solid player. But let's go ahead. Let's get some guys. And I think first off, I'm going to take Sione Vaki here. I want guys that have traits that we could use. And this guy has a lot of elite traits that we could use. Sione Vaki, interesting player. I don't know where exactly he fits on offense or on defense. But the 49ers have a specific idea. They met with him a lot. And I like the player as well. He's fun to watch. And then for the last pick of the draft for the San Francisco 49ers, I want to find a player that's got something different. We could take Austin Reed, the quarterback. That's a lot of fun. We could go with a linebacker. Let's look at the linebacker market real quick. We got some guys here. I like Nathaniel Watson. I like Jordan McGee. Kalen DeLoach, the 49ers met with him. Tatum Bethune as well. All interesting. I like Jontre Hunter. linebacker out of Georgia State. Of course, all these guys could be undrafted free agents, but you look at the size, 6'1", 236. Very interesting guys in this draft. The 49ers could be interested in, and linebackers an area we haven't addressed in this draft at all. But quarterback is as well. You can bring in a fourth quarterback, a young guy. Of course, if you think you can sign him as an undrafted free agent, you do that. So there's some interesting guys here, some interesting players. I think we have Miller Bradford here. I went with two safeties. He would be a nickel corner, but I went corner earlier with a guy that's going to play nickel, so I'm not going to go there. If I sign him as an undrafted free agent, that would make sense. So I think ultimately what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with a linebacker. I want to go with a guy that can help on special teams. And I think I'm going to go with Nathaniel Watson. I mean, Nathaniel Watson out of Mississippi State's a fun player to watch. Got a lot of technique and skill. 6'2", 233. Fits the athletic profile for the 49ers. Good run stopper. But let's go Nathaniel Watson with the last pick. And the San Francisco 49ers in this mock draft 2.0 are done with the picks as we see the other players coming off the board here. So it wasn't, the board didn't really fall exactly how I was hoping it was going to fall. But I think that's the key, right? Last time it felt so much different. You had Cooper, the one in the first round. Once again, offensive line becomes a problem. I tried to trade up to get the offensive center that I wanted to get. Wasn't willing to give up so much draft capital to potentially get that guy. So I had to wait. And we've seen the 49ers have to do this before. They tried a trade back method. One season, missed out on the offensive lineman they were looking for, ended up with Aaron Banks. It ends up being a good pick. So finding that guy that's going to work out is tough, but no teams really wanted to work with allowing us to trade up, be able to get certain players, and we missed out on some guys that we would have really liked to get, and we seen Miller Bradford go there at the end of the draft. So here's how it looks. At pick 31, we selected Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas, explosive, 6'2", nearly 6'3", over 200 pounds, can run a 4.3 40. This is a vertical stretch guy, but unlike, like, for instance, a Danny Gray, he can do it all. Create separation, got great press release moves. He can run every route in the route tree. This is a Brandon Ayuk style player, and you're getting him here at pick 31. So if something happened and you weren't able to get a contract extension done with Brandon Ayuk, you have a guy. Now, if something happens with Debo down the road, you have a guy that you're very talented, that you feel is very talented at a pretty cheap rate as a second wide receiver for the next 5 years. So 49ers would be getting Adonai Mitchell next year when Juwan Jennings moves on, potentially. You have him to go with Debo and Ayuk, a formidable three-headed monster. But you got Brock Purdy, another weapon that he had to get. Then you get Rook Arohoro, out of Clemson as defensive tackle. You plug and play him in year one. He was part of your second team rotation to go along with Jordan Elliott, and you're set. And then you got a guy that's going to step in eventually when Malik Collins moves on, or even Javon Hargrave, and you've continued to stack at the defensive tackle spot. Rook, a very talented player at pick 63. Dominic Puni is where we go offensive line, and I know it says offensive guard, but I see him as a offensive center, and he took snaps at center at the Senior Bowl. Go watch the film. He did a very good job. He's talked well about Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, talked very highly on Dominic Puni. In fact, he's been hearing Puni might not even make it out of the second round. So this is a huge value pick, but a guy that I've been high on for a while, and I got a little bit of criticism from my last mock draft taking him, but a talented guy, and I love getting him at 94. We passed on Graham Barton. Graham Barton would have been a great selection. We went with the wide receiver who's going to help us this season. But Dominic Puni is the poor man's Graham Barton, a guy that can play all five positions, has that versatility, but translates really well to playing center in the NFL. And for the 49ers, a guy that can get to the second level. I love this pick. Theo Johnson, very balanced tight end at pick 131 after we made a little bit of a move back to 132. But Theo Johnson, 6'5", got all the athletic ability, can run all the routes, a balanced tight end. Could be a great inline blocker, a nice compliment to George Kittle at 131. That's tremendous value. I have a third-round grade on him. This is at the end of the third round, so huge value. Dal Smith Wade. He's met with the 49ers. He's got the position versatility to play outside and in, but I see him mainly as a nickel corner. He's a talented guy, very springy. He explodes, not afraid of contact, very willing to make tackles. So that's what happened at 132. At 135, Jonah Ellis, edge rusher out of Utah. Huge production, 12 sacks last year for the Utah Utes. Got a tremendous spin move, the drawback, and why he's available right here at a fourth-round comp pick is because of his lack of size. He's not the prototypical defensive end as far as size, but in a wide nine where he can create speed, the question marks are mostly going to be his ability to stop the run and set an edge, but this is a guy who's very physical and plays bigger than his size. I like Jonah Ellis in this spot. At 173, Christian Jones out of Texas, guy with a lot of snaps, has the ability to step in and play right tackle. I think he could come in and compete with some of your backups. And who knows, he might be able to eventually beat out Jalen Moore. Talented guy. If you like Jordan Morgan, if you like some of those guys that don't really have a high ceiling but are available in round two, Christian Jones is one of those guys that has that ability later. So this is a great value for an offensive tackle. 49ers like going offensive tackle in this range. It gives you another guy that can compete at offensive tackle. And now you got an inside guy with Dominic Puni. You got an offensive tackle with Christian Jones. Were they as high of picks as most people want? No, but the way the board played out and our inability to make a trade to get Zach Frazier was part of the problem. But you got a very talented guy in Christian Jones. At 176, Trey Taylor, safety out of Arizona. I like him. He flashes. He goes and makes plays. Sneaky athletic ability. Good tackler. I like him in that spot. I think he's better than probably a lot of people probably see or know. Would have loved to have traded up and got Tyke Smith. It didn't work out. But Trey Taylor ends up being the guy. Then Sione Vaki. And here people will see two safeties and they'll question me about drafting two safeties. But once again, who is Sione Vaki? I see him as a potential linebacker at the next level. The 49ers may see him as a potential running back or a potential fullback or who knows what. So that's the question. But the fact they've met with him 8 or 9 times, according to his agent, means he's definitely somebody on their minds. And if you watch his film, it's a playmaker. He makes plays. Things happen when he's around the football. It's very Talanoa Hufanga-ish, but he's a big dude. Got a lot of physicality, 5'11", like 215 pounds. This dude can move. He can run. He's physical. I like him as a player for the 49ers to figure out. And then at 215, which is our last pick in the draft, we go to Nathaniel Watson, 6'2", 236 pounds, big physical linebacker, can run, very good job getting his nose involved in the run game and a good nose for the run game, but he fills holes good. He tackles well. I think this is value there. Does he make the team? I don't know. But what have we seen the 49ers do with linebackers at this position? They either make the roster as a complete depth guy, they put them on their practice squad, they develop them, and then pretty soon they're able to step in and help the football team. I think Nathaniel Watson does that, and he's definitely a guy that could give help out on special teams. So the draft was an exciting one. You got players that you can definitely do some things with. Your first couple of picks could make an impact on 2024. I think that's really important. You want to get guys that can impact. Now, would I have loved to have gotten Zach Frazier in the second round? Yes. Would I have loved to have gotten one of those key nickel corners there by being able to trade up, whether that was Mike Sainristil or Andrew Phillips? Yes. I think those were spots where it lacked a little bit. But these are real problems that could come in the 49ers' way. We've seen this happen before in years where they ended up coming away in the draft with Ambry Thomas. Maybe they wanted something else. You know, they got Trey Sermon. Maybe they wanted something else. There has been question marks about that. We know for a fact that John Lynch mentioned the draft they got Aaron Banks and the draft they got Ambry Thomas, they were targeting other guys. He mentioned them by name. So it doesn't always work out, and you have to have contingency plans. And this one, it didn't work out for us exactly how it was supposed to go. Luckily, that's Mock Draft 2.0. There'll be more mock drafts to come. Not a lot, but here we are getting into draft week, and I'm going to be excited about doing another mock draft coming up pretty soon. Thank you guys for watching. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Let me know what you think about the mock draft down there below. and my thought process going into it. There are players that I passed on that you would have taken. Let me know. I'm curious. I'm always curious about players, too, that we haven't really talked about. So you can let me know about those. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. Catch you guys all in the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.